Actor Cedric Diggory in Office Note on Patient Richard Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, Richard or R-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 7/26/1957. Date of service 4/30/2025 per paragraph. The patient is a 67-year-old white gentleman presenting in my office because of kidney cysts identified on ultrasound and MRI. Per paragraph. Past medical history includes one hypertension, next HIV since 1998, followed by legacy clinic ID service. Next chronic back pain, next depression, next avascular necrosis of both hips, status post multiple hip replacement surgeries. Per paragraph. Past surgical history includes four hip replacement surgery, cholecystectomy, and TURP, followed by Dr. McClung. Per paragraph. Allergies, is allergic to Prozac and erythromycin and similar. Per paragraph. Social history. Patient is single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. He's a retired worker at Iron Mountain Shredding Service. Period. Review of family history. Father died from heart attack, or father had heart disease, mother diabetes mellitus type 2, per paragraph. Review of system reviews, no headache. He has good vision, no chest pain, but chronic cough has been going on for some time. Also, he has been having some nausea and vomiting on and off. He does have heartburn for which he takes Nexium, no abdominal pain, diarrhea intermittent, no melena, nocturia up to 2 times at night, no leg swelling, or other systems reviews are negative. Immunization, he received COVID-19 shots, 5 shots total, period. Your paragraph, current medications include Biktarvy, Celecoxib, Duloxetine, Enalapril, and Trintellix. Your paragraph. Also, he's taking Atorvastatin. I'm sorry. He's taking Atorvastatin and Levothyroxine. Paragraph on physical exam, his vital signs are as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein ascension bilaterally, most oral mucosal and pharyngeal edema, no ZP, paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no muscle too. No members of the friction per lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistor abdomen, south, no hypotomega, no spiromega, no garilli band or rigid extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash noted. Your exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. MRI of abdominal pelvis done November 2024 shows the following. Cirrhosis feature on the liver. And mildly dilated big spleen. Multiple scatter simple cysts on both kidneys. On the right, measuring 2.6 centimeter simple cysts. On the left, 3.7 and 2.2 non-enhancing lesions. One of the cysts on the left kidney has hemorrhagic or proteinaceous debris. No suspicious renal lesions identified. Per paragraph. White count 7.5, hemoglobin 16.1, platelet count 210, sodium 136, potassium 4.4, chloride 100, total CO2 28, glucose 90, BUN 11, creatinine 1.3, estimated GFR is 60, calcium 9.8, per paragraph. assessment and plan. One, chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Most likely this is chronic interstitial nephritis from HIV medications. Also, celecoxib should be minimized, and I will advise patient to stop taking this medication to protect his kidneys. A full renal workup is going to be initiated, including serological workup and quantification of proteinuria per paragraph. Next, diagnosis hypertension controlled on current regimen. We are going to review home blood pressure log and advise accordingly. Next, chronic back pain, continuous Cymbalta period. Next, HIV following with legacy clinic, continue retroviral therapy, adjust kidney function per paragraph. Patient is going to see back in around 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations and to follow on the workup and report. Thank you.